Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Government committed to growth of the agricultural cooperative movement. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides five options starting at only $1,000 per month for option one, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option five, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
The government remains committed to the growth and development of cooperatives to increase access to financing and technical assistance in the agriculture sector. That's the word from Director General in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Vivian Brown.
We want cooperatives to be fully recognized as part of the solution to economic and financial problems. The time has come to include cooperative actions in major socio-economic development strategies for sustainable and equitable prosperity.
Mr. Brown says agricultural cooperatives have been making a significant contribution to the agricultural sector, giving farmers access to capital and resources they need for productivity. Small and marginal farmers need support in the form of inputs, harvesting, storage facilities, distribution channels, and a network of market information systems. Through pooling of experience, knowledge, and by helping one another, cooperative societies help members to find solutions to their problems. This, in turn, safeguards food security, increases crop productivity, generates year-round employment and sustainable income for farmers, and spurs economic growth. As such, the government has committed to ensuring that the proper legislative framework is in place to strengthen and safeguard the cooperative movement. The Director General says Jamaica has to ensure the continued growth of cooperative-run businesses and industries, as their approach to business enterprise is critical to the social and economic development of the country in keeping with the country's Vision 2030 goal, that is, to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
In moving towards this vision, our focus has been on stabilizing our macroeconomy, creating a more business-friendly environment, stimulating both domestic and foreign investment, and unleashing the entrepreneurial energies of our people.
Director General in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Vivian Brown. The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Travelers to Jamaica are required to declare all agricultural products, such as seeds and plants, as well as animal products and byproducts, to prevent the introduction of pests and diseases that could threaten the agriculture sector and the environment. This declaration must cover all items carried in checked baggage and carry-on luggage, as well as shipped items. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Division. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Fry the big fish first, then the little one after. Translation: fry the big fish first, then the smaller one. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, know what your priorities are. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.